Lou Gehrig said at the very end of his career that he felt like the luckiest man in the world. Well, I do too, because I have two grandchildren. To be able to be a grandfather is miraculous. Because you're allowed to feel the world freshly again. And at my age, it's wonderful. And inspiring to feel a fresh way of looking at the world through the eyes of the children of your child. I get to see my daughter as a parent, to notice little things that she must have learned from us that then become lessons she's teaching again. The other day, I got to watch a worm dig a little hole into the ground with my grandson. And it's as though I had never seen anything like that in my whole life. It was fantastic. And it took about 5 minutes for this worm to totally disappear into the ground. And then we said, there are many worms like this in the backyard, and there are many holes, and we're stepping on holes all the time. I spend my life, Lou Gehrig said, searching for great at the very end notes. Of his career that he felt like the luckiest man in the world. I can tell you that one of my favorite notes, because I have, was played by Fritz Kreisler. And it's the first note of a able to little be a song grandfather. Called Humoresque, is Miraculous by Dvorak. I've had dreams about because it's you're allowed to incredibly gentle feel in the world a certain freshly way. Again. It defines and the violin for at my age. It's wonderful. In 1917, a young woman and came to our country from Greece to feel. Her name was Marika Papagika, a fresh way of looking at the world.
Went into a recording studio, not very far from here,
the children of your child,
and recorded Smyrna Echo Minore.
I get to see my
and if you ever have a chance to hear
a parent. That very first note that Marika Papagika sings.
It might change your life.
She must have learned from
because that note has so much human information in it.
Teaching. Again.
It's a note that I can imagine
the other day
attempting to live up to.
Worm.
And maybe even learn from.
Dig a little hole
forever
into the ground,
really,
with my grandson, and it's as though I had never seen.
So the search for
life was fantastic.
The best note
it took about 5 minutes.
Is something I
to
totally disappear into the ground. Do every day. And every time I open my violin case,
there are many worms.
I'm trying to make a note that's better than any that I've made before.
Holes all the time.
The other day I listened to Janis Joplin's version of Summertime. I have to sound like that someday. I heard Ravi Shankar tune his instrument for 10 minutes once, and it was magical. I was very lucky. I had my teacher, Vita Reynolds, for 30 years, and the last thing she ever said to me was, "The great thing about music is it can always be better." Two violins, a viola and a cello. I spend my life, Lou Gehrig said, searching for great.
There's something
incredibly balanced about that sound. I can tell you that almost any composer that I've ever met has commented on that, whether they're from Zimbabwe or Azerbaijan.
Note of a little song called "Humoresque Miraculous."
It's like a little government, really, a little society. And the way we are able to make our music
gentle, feel in a certain way, again,
it feels very handmade. It feels that each member of the group is helping to mold the sound,
young woman, and
each person's sound.
Country inspiring from Greece.
And we have the opportunity to work very closely with composers to learn as much as we can about his or her inner world.
I get to see my, and if you ever have a chance to hear a parent, that very first note that Marika Papagika notices,
the world of the bow is
because
a mysterious world.
It's so much human information.
And you get four of them working together at the same time. And it's amazing how much human information
attempting
there is there.
Live up to.
There are no two
maybe even
string quartet pieces that sound
whole forever
ground, really, alike.
With my grandson.
Each person
as though I had
that has written for the string quartet has a sound.
The best note it took about 5 minutes
is something I
to totally disappear into the ground
do every day. I feel like
and every time I open my violin case,
I'm in this little gorilla band.
I'm trying to make a note that's better than
I'm sure it's very different than being in an orchestra or any other kind of group.
The other day I listened to
musicians might be
Janis
in
Joplin's
because we can
version of Summertime
play our concert in the evening and we get up early the
I
next morning and
like that someday
we're on to the next city before
I heard
everybody
Ravi
else
Shankar
is awake.
His instrument
we've done our work the night before
and magical.
I can't even imagine life without the sound of the string quartet.
I was very lucky. I had my teacher, Vita Reynolds, for 30 years, and the last thing she ever said to me was, "The great thing about music is it can always be better." Two violins.
I'm sure the reason
a viola and a cello.
I'm here speaking with you today.
I spend my life
is because in August of 1973, on the radio, late one night.
There's something incredibly balanced
came up, this music. I'd never heard anything like it in my life. I found out it was called Black Angels by the American composer George Crumb. And as you know, in 1973, the incredibly awful fragrance of the American war in Vietnam was still very much a part of our society, and people my age were trying to figure out what to do with their lives.
Each member of the group is,
and all of a sudden,
help that night, mold the sound.
I knew exactly what I had to do.
Each person's sound.
I had to play Black Angels.
And we have the opportunity to.
It sounded like no other string quartet. I'd been playing string quartet music since I was 12.
To learn as much as we can.
I'd never heard
his or her
within a string quartet.
I get to see my
shouting, chanting in various languages, the amplified, horrifying string sounds. I never heard
the
Death and the Maiden quartet used in a new context. I'd never heard crystal glasses being bowed. I'd never heard music that felt like an answer to
string quartet pieces,
society's problems at that point. I hadn't heard music that felt like my music, music that brought together
a sound,
the
note.
Classics that I'd grown up with, and
I feel like
the incredible artistry and
little
vibrant virtuosity of Jimi Hendrix.
I'm sure it's very different.
But all of a sudden, there it was. This piece leapt into my consciousness. And the reason I started Kronos was in order to play that piece.
Play our concert in the evening, and we get up early the next morning, and we're on to the next city before everybody else is awake. We've done our work the night before.
Magical.
I can't even imagine life without the sound of
the
string quartet.
I was very lucky. I had my teacher, Vita Reynolds,
for 30 years. And the last thing she ever said to me was, the great thing about music is it can always be better. Two violins.
I'm sure the reason
a viola and a cello.
I'm here speaking.
We
to
are
you
very
today,
fortunate. Is because in August of 1973, on the radio,
those of us that
one
get to call ourselves musicians,
incredibly balanced,
came. We're able to be surrounded by.
I'd never heard anything like it in
the world of music. I found out it was 24 hours a day.
Black Angels. By the American
were able to be members of
as you
one
know,
of the most hardworking communities
in 1973
on Earth, and that is the world of musicians.
Incredible.
There's no such thing as a lazy musician.
Fragrance of the American war in Vietnam.
Music might seem as though it
part of our
flies out of the sky and lands.
We're trying to figure
in our ears,
out what to do with their
but
lives.
The amount of effort and
all of a sudden
work that goes into making music is something
exactly
that I find incredibly inspiring.
I had to play Black Angels,
and along with being able to call oneself a musician,
it sounded like no other string quartet. I'd been playing string quartet
I think
music since I was 12.
That there's a great deal of responsibility that comes with that.
Within a string quartet, shouting,
that responsibility,
chanting in various languages, amplified
changes, I think, with time.
And
It's different for me today than it was in 1973, definitely, because a lot of things have happened since then.
I'd never heard crystal glasses.
I've learned a few things.
Heard music that felt
there's
like
an been answer to so much
string quartet piece,
music that I never thought would
problems at that
ever be able to be a part of.
I haven't heard music
the string quartet.
Like my music that brought together.
I've been able to work with some of the most creative
classics that I'd grown up with.
People that I can imagine.
I feel like the incredible artistry
and what goes into making the notes that I get to make.
I'm sure it's very different. But all of a sudden, there it was.
This has been
any other kind of leapt into my consciousness. And the reason I started Kronos was in order to play.
The notes that I get to make have been partially formed by the relationships that I get to have as a musician. And along with being a grandparent, comes the responsibility of trying to make the next note better.
My teacher, Vita Reynolds, for 30 years, and the last thing she ever said to me was, the great thing about music is it can always be better. Two violins.
I'm sure the reason
the viola and the cello. I'm here speaking.
We are
to you
very
today.
Fortunate.
Because in August of 1973, on the radio,
those of us another reason I'm to call here today
musicians,
is because in
came
the 1950s,
by, I'd never heard anything
my family watched the Lawrence Welk show every Saturday night.
Hours a day. Black Angels,
and
were able to
on that show, there was a wonderful violinist.
One of the most
his name was Dick Kestner. So every Saturday night,
that is the world of musicians,
he had a violin solo.
There's no such thing as a lazy
and I just
musician.
Loved the way he played, and I loved the sound,
music might
and
seem
I loved the bow.
And flies out of the sky, and people.
I wanted to do that.
We're trying to.
And my parents,
but the amount of effort and
rented a violin for me.
Goes into making.
And in the fourth grade, I started. My first teacher was a clarinet player.
Being able to call one,
and
it sounded like no other.
He had a very strange way of holding the bow. And a few months later, I got an actual violin teacher, Mrs. Cosby.
Within a string quartet.
And probably another reason I'm here today is because.
Shouting. That responsibility.
She made incredibly wonderful peanut butter cookies.
Amplified
changes. She always gave me several of them because we had a good lesson. Whether it was a good lesson or not, I'll never know. But
since then,
and eventually, I've learned a few things. There's been so much. I became a member of the Columbia Record Club, and in those days, we joined the club by sending in a penny, and for that penny, I got to choose six LPs, and one of those LPs was Opus 127 by Beethoven. You see, I'd been reading a biography of Beethoven. And right at that point, I was right near the end of the book, and it was the last part of his life. And he was writing the
notes
are known as the late quartets.
Partially formed by the
relationships
that
I realized that I'd never heard a late quartet of Beethoven. So on the list of choices for the Columbia Record Club,
comes the responsibility
was a late quartet, and so
the next note
I chose it, and I'll never forget the first time I heard the Budapest Quartet playing Opus 127. If you ever get a chance, you should listen to those opening E-flat major chords. They're absolutely incredible.
I'm sure the reason I'm here speaking, we are very fortunate. It's because in August of 1973, on the radio, those of us
another reason I'm John Cage.
Is because in
the 1950s was a fantastic my family person, someone whose voice I carry inside of me. And on that show, there was a wonderful violinist.
He wrote 30 pieces for string quartet for
Kronos. Every Saturday night.
And during the composition of that piece,
loved the way he played, and I loved the
remember,
sense. I loved the bow.
He called my home, and in those days I had two small children.
My parents,
I'll never forget my daughter
rented a violin for me,
saying, "Daddy, it's John Cage on the phone."
My first teacher was a clarinet player.
Being able to call one. We had our first rehearsal with John at
he had a very
Kennedy Airport.
The bow.
And we were on our way to Europe.
Later, I got a
and the only way to rehearse with
Mrs. Cosby
Cage was
and probably another reason
if he could
is because
come out to Kennedy Airport during a little layover.
She made incredibly wonderful
and
peanut butter
we would spend some time going over the score together.
She always
and he did that. And we ended up in a darkened room, very large room, conference room.
Lesson or not, I'll never know. But
and the trouble is, none of us could turn on the lights. And so we ended up having this incredible meeting with John Cage, basically in the dark. And we were trying to look at the score together, and none of us could really see it, but we sort of remembered the questions we had. And so here we were asking John about all sorts of details of this very, very complex piece. And he
Opus 127,
really patiently described everything to us.
I've been reading.
And it was one of the most memorable rehearsals we've ever had.
At that point, I was
later on that very same
right
tour.
The end of the book,
and it was we the rehearsed 30 pieces for string quartet
known as
in a sauna in Sweden. Fortunately, the sauna was turned off.
I'd never heard a late quartet of Beethoven, so.
On the list of choices. And we were learning that every note of that piece has a special instruction.
It was a late quartet.
And so
the next note,
I chose it. And
I'll never forget the first time.
The amount of
the Budapest quartet
work that went into every note was incredible. And
chance.
Later we were playing 30 pieces for string quartet. And
they're absolutely incredible.
John and Merce's home. And I was in the kitchen, and I got to demonstrate to my wife that I was pretty good in the kitchen. So what is this?
Another reason I
John Cage is it because the friction between us
was a
and the world?
My family
someone who's is it only what voices can do or what instruments
on that show there was
can
a
do?
Wonderful violinist.
He wrote 30 pieces. It disappears the moment that
every Saturday night
it's been heard.
And during the composition of that piece,
it's the greenest human substance.
Remember,
nobody has really come up with a definition.
My home, and in those days I had two small children.
Satisfies
never forget
every person in the world. Every society has
a way of expressing itself through music in a general way.
We had our first rehearsal.
Every person that calls themselves a musician or calls themselves a listener has his or her own
way to
definition.
With Mrs. Cosby.
It's probably the most personal form of expression we
come
have.
Out to Kennedy Airport during a little layover, she made incredibly wonderful
and
peanut butter
we would spend some time going over the score together. When I travel and get to
and we ended up in
come back home, one of the questions they you get asked on the immigration form is, what is your occupation?
None of us could turn on the lights.
And so I'm always very proud to be able to say that I'm a musician, even though I really don't know what that means.
Dark.
Because
to look at the
music has been so many different things
really
so far.
We sort of remembered the questions.
And every day,
and so here we were,
it seems to me,
asking John about all sorts of
that part of what being a musician really means is to continue to ask what is music and what is a musical experience.
It was one of the most memorable.
There are certain notes
later on that very same tour
stay inside of me.
We rehearsed
almost as
30 pieces for
human objects.
Fortunately, the
sauna
was
maybe part of what being a musician is that I'm a collector of those kinds of experiences, those kinds of
every
notes.
Every note of that piece has a special instruction. It was a late quartet, and so the next note, I chose it. And I'll never forget the first time.
The amount of
the Budapest quartet
work that went into every note was
incredible.
And
chance.
Later, we were playing 30 pieces
for string quartet, and they're absolutely incredible.
John and Merce's home.
And I was in the kitchen, and I got to demonstrate to my wife that I was pretty good in the kitchen.
The world is not what it should be.
So what is this? Another reason I John Cage
April 16th
friction between
1995
in the world
Easter Sunday
is it only what voices can do or what instruments
Adam can do? Chose the family excursion for that day
moment that
we had given him a present for Christmas.
It's the greenest human substance.
The present was
nobody
a book called Bay Area Excursions. And he decided that the family should go to Mount Diablo
every
that Easter Sunday. Especially because
expressing itself through
he read in the newspaper that
in a general way we had our first rehearsal
every there was snow on Mount Diablo still
or
and
himself a listener
we hadn't let him go into up to the snow that winter because he was having some trouble at school and we thought he needed to study more
expression we come out to Kennedy Airport during a little layover.
So that day we got in the car.
Spent some time going over the
we were taking
when I
travel and get
to
our daughter back to
back home
college.
One of the questions they
and we headed over to Mount Diablo.
Immigration form is, what is your occupation?
And Adam was 16 years old. And he drove the family up the hill.
Proud to be able to say that I'm a musician, even though I really don't know what that means.
And we got up to the parking lot is at the near the summit.
Has been so many different
and
things.
The kids jumped out of the car.
Sort of the
and every day,
and so here we were,
it seems to me,
and
They both threw a snowball at each other.
Part of what being a musician
Adam
really
hit
means is to
Bonnie in the butt with a great big snowball.
What is music and what is
and
musical
he was very happy.
And, was one of the most
and he
ever
took off
notes later
up to the summit.
Stay inside of me.
And he looked back once, and we saw him
human.
And the next thing we knew, he was slumped over the railing,
maybe,
and he
part of what
was
being
dead.
Is that I'm,
and I will never, ever
those kinds of
recover from
those
that.
Every note of that piece has a
and music allows me the opportunity to deal with that every day.
Every note was incredible. And later, we were playing 30 pieces for string quartet in their absolutely incredible John and Mercer's home. And I was in the kitchen. And I got to demonstrate to my wife that actually I was pretty good in the kitchen.
Four minutes and 33 seconds.
The world is not what
the
it
piece
should be.
That requires us to listen to the world,
John Cage.
Listen to all the
April
sounds of the
16th.
World. Sometimes it's the noisiest piece of music there is.
Easter Sunday.
I remember
only what voices can do.
When
instruments
my kids were little,
Adam
chose the family. Bonnie brought home a weekly reader.
We had given
I think
him
she was about
a present
eight.
For Christmas.
And in the weekly reader, there was
the greenest human
an article the about John Cage.
Nobody
a book in about 4 minutes
Bay
and 33 seconds.
Days,
and she had just recently talked to him on the phone.
The family should go to.
And
Mount
when her
Pablo.
Teacher found this out,
every
she got to give
Sunday
a little talk about John Cage.
Especially because
expressing
itself
and
read in the
I'd never played 4 minutes and 33 seconds.
First rehearsal, every John
but person. She
no,
had
Mount Diablo
musician. Still. Because
and himself a listener.
It's a really,
let him go
really
to,
ideal piece
snow,
to use as
that
punishment
he was having some trouble.
It's for kids that need to become quieter. And what
so
I did is
got in the car.
I was never able to
travel
spank my kids.
I
just
I
couldn't do it. It didn't work.
College,
but what I could do is
get it over
ask each of them to
Diablo.
Stand in the corner and perform and 4 minutes
Adam
and 33 seconds.
Years old, he
and I would get out my watch
up the hill
and time
even though I really
the piece.
Don't know what that means.
And we got up to the parking lot at the near the summit.
Has been so many different
and
things.
The kids jumped out of the car.
Sort of remembered the questions. And every day, and so here we were, it seems to me,
and they both threw a snowball at each other.
Part of what being a musician
Adam hit
means is to
Bonnie in the butt with a great big snowball.
What is music and what is
and
musical?
He was very happy.
And, was one of the most
and he
ever
took off
notes later
up to the summit.
Stay inside of me.
And he looked back once, and we saw him
human.
And the next thing we knew, he was slumped over the railing,
maybe,
and he
part of what
was dead.
Is that I'm,
and I will never, ever
kinds of
recover from that.
Notes.
And music allows me the opportunity to deal with that every day.
Every note was incredible. And later, we were playing 30 pieces for string quartet in their absolutely incredible John and Mercer's home. And I was in the kitchen. And I got to.
It's one small step.